Greek life. Having been around for over 200 years on college campuses all across the U.S., I guarantee you've inevitably heard of this famous organization. Oftentimes, there seems to be this divide or even this negative stigma towards the organization as a whole. In the news, you heard about the Greek houses being charged with rape accusations and some random kid being forced to drink and end up overdosing on alcohol. Not that those are all events that unfortunately do happen, but when's the last time you heard of a positive thing a fraternity or sorority did for their college campus or community? The media has this way of highlighting the sad and tragic events because those are the stories that oftentimes get the most coverage. Think of it this way. My mom always taught me to never judge a book by its cover. The same idea and concept applies for those involved in the Greek life too. More so, just don't judge a house by its Greek letters. I'm here today to set the record straight. I'm going to tell you about my experience being in the Delta Upsilon fraternity here at UNL and how the course of the Greek system has changed over time from my own father's account. So where do I even begin? All I can say is that for as long as I can remember, I wanted to attend UNL and be a Husker just like my mom and dad. Soon enough, I grew up. I began my college search and decided that UNL was the best choice for me. Soon after, I began my summer rush. This process includes visiting several Greek fraternities on campus and getting to know the guys within each house to decide which group you mesh with the best. Events can be anything from summer barbecues, pool events, baseball games, and rush parties. I ended up rushing Delta Upsilon, or DU for short. It's been one of the most impactful choices I've ever made. While I've been in the house, I've made countless friendships with guys from all sorts of backgrounds I would have never had the opportunity to meet if I hadn't rushed DU. I've also benefited on the academic side as well. Every week for the first semester, we had a mandatory number of study hours we had to meet in order to maintain membership in the house. This really implemented me to make the transition from high school to college, since I was never a big studier. Being in these study hours helped me take responsibility of my academic career and helped me better my time management skills for the future. This is usually an area people tend to overlook when they think of fraternities. But hey, we are in college. Academics are the number one most important jobs in our life right now. Additionally, I've had the opportunity of participating in several philanthropic and volunteer projects, all benefiting the greater Lincoln community. There's always something bigger you can take part of and to better the ones less fortunate in your neighboring city. All that being said, I couldn't be more grateful for my experiences and memories gained within the Greek system. But don't take my word for it. In this next segment, I decided to sit down with my old man and ask him about his house experiences back in the day. What are some of the really fond memories and events that you've been a part of that you can look back to nowadays?
That's a great question. So some of the things that I look back at with the most fondness are some of the social gatherings that we had. There was traditionally a fall formal that we would get all dressed up and ask dates to. Those were great. There were traditional parties that each of the Greek houses had that always had a fun theme to them. But then also in addition to that, the social outlets were food through philanthropy. So each different Greek house has its own philanthropic cause. And throughout the semester, both spring and fall semesters, you're doing different philanthropies, raising monies for a cause that house has designated. So those are a lot of things that I look back and remember the most as making it worthwhile to be in the Greek system.
Can you talk about some of the societal stigmas that are present back in the 90s when you were going through the house and kind of how they compare to today?
Sure. So when I was a member of Sigma Phi Epsilon, there was a stigma between the residence halls and the fraternities that the residence halls, they thought the fraternities were a bunch of snobs or a bunch of richy rich guys or people that didn't want anything to do with the residence halls. That's a stereotype or a stigma.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And why don't you talk about some of those advantages to like living in versus living in a residence hall or dormitory at UNL?
Sure. So being a member of the fraternal organizations, both sororities and fraternities, they forced you to keep a pretty high GPA and checked on your GPA throughout the semesters, as well as there was an expectation that you were members of different organizations outside the fraternity on campus. So the extracurricular involvements typically of a Greek member was higher than that of the residence hall population. So one of the other stereotypes or stigma about the Greek system versus the residence hall, especially in the view of the chancellor that was present on campus when I was there, was the alcohol abuse issues and alcohol on campus. So a lot of the fraternities, well, all of them are dry fraternities these days. And the Greek system has always been under a microscope as far as the alcohol issue. But I would say probably that there is probably just as much alcohol abuse in the residence halls as there are in the fraternities. It's just the microscope in society is such that anything that happens in a fraternity, because of that stigma, it's amplified in its publicity. But there's many more people that live in residence halls overall than there are in fraternal organizations. And so statistically, there's probably a lot more people injured in residence halls over an average year. But like I said, because of the publicity or the microscope of the Greek system, those are all very, very public.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for your inputs and your insights on everything. Looking back, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, sure, absolutely. So first of all, you're welcome, and it's a pleasure speaking with you. But what I would say is it comes down to the individual. It's incumbent upon the individual, based on what they want to achieve and what they want to experience as an undergrad in college. There are so many positives and opportunities for an incoming freshman to take advantage of, whether they're in the residence halls or in the Greek system or both. You have to decide what you want to do and what you want to achieve. And so it's entirely that individual and setting goals for themselves and going after it.
So would you say all those advantages hold true to today?
Well, yes, to a certain extent. There are reasons that I pushed you to be a member of a fraternity. The academic advantages and the involvement on campus. Although I will say, by being a part of new student enrollment and going through that with you, the advent of the learning communities in the residence halls, the advent of the honors dorms — there were never honors dorms when I was there in the early 90s. So the residence halls have come a long, long ways. And I think that the separation is minimal as compared to back then. But I think there is still advantages as far as involvements and academically. But the bottom line is it's incumbent upon the individual. We raised you to be involved no matter where you lived or what member you were, what organization you were a member of, to take advantage of some of the things afforded you. And so those would have been afforded you in a residence hall or in a fraternity.
That was a great firsthand view of what the Greek life was like here over 20 years ago. I also find it crazy to think how organizations like these can maintain their memberships, remaining nearly unchanged for the course of time. One of the aspects that resonated most from my interview was my dad using the word incumbent. It's incumbent upon the individual based on what they want to achieve and experience as an undergrad in college. When it comes down to it, the transition from high school to college is your journey. It's what you choose to make of it. If being involved in something greater than yourself Gaining a true pact of friends you'll know for the rest of your life, and developing connections you can use for the future sounds like something of interest in you? Then get involved. And if you're thinking of leaning Greek, then go for it. Life's too short not to just sit and wally in the choices you never made. It's your journey. What are you gonna make of it?